everyone. Welcome back to the Pathways to Happiness podcast. My name is Nina Levon, and today we are going to be talking all about patience. Now, this is something that I recently discovered I really need to work on in my own life, and something that I've gotten a lot of questions about lately, so I thought it would be the perfect time to address it. We're going to be talking about the three big reasons why we are impatient, how to identify if we are an impatient person ourselves, how patience can reduce suffering, and most importantly, we'll talk about some effective strategies for learning to become more patient. Before we jump into the topic today, I just want to take a moment, as always, to thank you so much for being such an amazing audience and for your continual support both here and on the Nina Levon YouTube channel. If you aren't already a subscriber, please go ahead and become one. We definitely want you to stay connected. And I have a whole bunch of new and interesting things that I'm going to be revealing soon that's going to be taking place on the channel. So definitely I want you to be a part of that. So connect if you haven't already. And with that being said, let's go ahead and jump into the topic of impatience. So to start off, I want to say that I always really thought of myself as a patient person. I considered myself to be patient, but recently I've been realizing that it's definitely something that still needs work. So I was a couple weeks ago at Walmart to return something, which granted really isn't my favorite place to be to begin with, but I had to return something and it was the day before Easter. So the line for the returns was just the longest line that you could ever imagine. And there was this one poor woman that was working at the counter. There was nobody else helping her. And I don't know if she was brand new or if she was just overwhelmed, but she was having so much difficulty with each person that it was taking, 5 to 10 minutes for every single person in line. And then she had to change the register tape. And, then she had to call someone in to check on this. And I found myself getting incredibly irritated, and the whole line was really irritated, and everyone was just kind of mumbling and then, making comments, and, we were all having these judgments like, it's the day before Easter, why don't they have more people working, and blah, 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 blah. And I just, for a moment, realized how we were all acting and the level of frustration that everyone was feeling. And I just had this aha moment that I didn't have to be experiencing these negative emotions. I could be perceiving this situation in a much more healthy manner, a much more happy manner that would really calm me down. And I also started to feel very compassionate towards that poor woman. She was having this huge audience of people that were just really frustrated at her, and she was, of course, doing the best she could, and nobody was really thinking about that. They were thinking about whatever they had to do that day and how much longer they thought that this was taking than necessary. And once I really shifted my perspective and I started to feel sorry for her, I started to relax and calm down. And I just had that thought that, oh my goodness, I really need to work on patience. This is something that should not be an issue for me, but clearly it is. It's funny because I think back to my childhood and I think about how patient I was and how all children really were at that time. We really had to wait for everything. It's so different than how everything is now with the instant gratification. I remember, for example, when, you wanted to hear a song that you really wanted to hear on the radio, you would have to wait the whole day. And I loved music, and I remember that I always wanted to record my favorite songs. I had this little tape recorder, and I remember waiting like 4 hours to hear the song Celebrate Good Times by Kool & the Gang because I wanted to have it on tape so I could listen to it over and over. And I just patiently waited in my room until I could finally record the song. And I think about now how we take it so for granted that we can literally listen to any song that we think about at any given time, at, you know, any moment of the day. And what an incredible blessing and you know, amazing thing that really is. And life has shifted so much to that we forget that waiting really is a part of life. Things take as long as they need to take. And that's not necessarily anything that we can control. So the definition of patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. And it gives in the definition as the example, you can find bargains if you have the patience to sift through the dross. And of course, I had never heard the word dross before, so I had to Google what dross meant, which, just in case you don't know, it is something regarded as worthless or rubbish. I don't know if it is a British word, but we can kind of shorten the definition to kind of sum up to mean the ability to wait for something and keep a positive attitude. So anybody can wait, but it's the aspect of being able to remain positive. I think that is really where the virtue of patience comes in. It's funny because it's all a matter of us making judgments about the universe. And if you look at the line I was waiting in, I was making this judgment that it should take 5 minutes or less. I'd prefer it to be that way. So I was going to get angry or frustrated if that didn't happen. And really, who am I? How am I to know how long a line should take? It's almost funny how we want to have the universe abide by our rules. And it really does come down to control. We just get into the habit of really having the need to control everything around us. And while we can control many aspects of ourselves, we certainly are not able to control most of the factors in the external environment. And it's kind of interesting that we feel that we can, or we feel like we should be able to. But I definitely, well, obviously get caught in that trap. I feel myself getting frustrated when there is an inconvenience or a hassle, or I have this perception that I am wasting time. That's something that really bothers me. And it's like I want everything to go as fast as possible. I want everything that isn't something I feel like doing to be rushed. So essentially, my feeling is that, or my judgment is, that it's unimportant. If it's not something I'm choosing to do, it must be meaningless or purposeless. And I think so many of us feel that way. But I'm certainly learning that just because it seems that way to us, it doesn't mean that it's true. And certainly we'd be a lot more relaxed and a lot happier if that were a habit we could break. So of course, we're going to be talking all about that. But first, I thought it would be fun to go through this list I found. I found it on the powerofpositivity.com, if you want to look it up. And it's called 12 Behaviors That Reveal Someone Is an Impatient Person. So I wanted to quickly go through this list to see if it's anything that we could identify with. So the first one, there you go, is you don't have time for long lines. Nothing infuriates you more than a long line. And there you go. Yes, I must be impatient. The second one is sitting in traffic makes you crazy. So I think that this is a really common one. It definitely requires patience to, you know, sit through traffic jams or, you know, long lines at red lights. And it says in this article that you are impatient if you feel the need to make rude gestures or make rude comments or, you know, be vocal about how aggravated that you are. The third one is you find waiting to be offensive. So you take offense when someone takes too long to get ready, or, you know, anything that is taking longer than usual is actually something that you find offensive. The fourth one I think is really, really interesting, and it's something that I notice that I do, and it's interjecting. So it's when we feel that it's more important to be time efficient than to be polite. So we're going to be so impolite that we kind of, you know, say to another person what we think they're going to say. We interrupt them. We kind of talk over them because we just simply can't wait for them to be done speaking. We feel like they are taking too long to say what it is that they want to say. And this is something that when I read this, I realized is really, really true. And I think a lot of times parents, you know, have that feeling when children take so long to say what they need to say, because for, you know, for children, sometimes it takes them a long time to formulate the words and to really vocalize what it is they are thinking about. And a lot of times unknowingly, we, you know, finish their sentences for them. Or, and it doesn't even have to be for children. It can be just in a conversation. I find myself, even when I don't do that, I'm finishing the sentence mentally for that person. And that's something that I hadn't really noticed was happening until I read that. So that is number four. Number five is you have tons of nervous energy. So maybe you like jingle your change in your pockets, maybe you pace around or fold your arms or tap your fingers, or something that I do is I kind of shake my leg a lot when I feel bored and when I'm waiting. So that is something that they say is a sign of impatience. Number six is you have a short fuse. This is something that is not true for me, but I know this is something that many of us struggle with. So we get very, very heated when things aren't going as quickly as we'd like them to go, and, you know, or things aren't going as planned. So having a short fuse and reaching a boiling point very quickly. Number seven is hating when people say, just be patient. That's something that people don't say to me too often, so I don't really know if that's something that I don't like, but apparently that is another sign. Number eight is you must always plan ahead. Now, this one I don't think is necessarily having to do with impatience. I don't think that that is always the case. I think that could be a sign of impatience, but I think that could also be, you know, wanting to make the most out of your time or just being time efficient. So I think it's more along the lines of having a problem with time wasting, basically. So you feel that when you plan ahead, you're going to not have to waste so much time. So I think that one could go either way. Number nine is you don't count on other people to make it happen. You're more of a do-it-yourself kind of person. And I think also this one is kind of a double-edged sword. I think that some people are just more independent. Some people don't like to rely on other people. I am certainly one of those people that don't like to rely on others. I don't think it necessarily means that I'm impatient, but I guess it is one of the signs for some people. Number 10 is you don't tolerate slowness, delays, or failure. And they give kind of as an example, being in a two-lane road and being stuck behind a piece of farm machinery that you can't pass, getting really angry about situations like that. And I think that is something that I can personally relate to. Number 11, I think we all struggle with, and that is having control issues. So with this, it's kind of meaning that we must dictate the situation. We want to call the shots. We want to take control of the situation because we get frustrated, because we feel that maybe other people aren't as efficient as we are or as capable as we are. So we prefer to be in control of the situation. And number 12 is even the smallest issues are a crisis. So the example they give here is you order a pizza and the delivery person tells you it's going to be about 45 minutes. And we start to get really impatient and we start to think of these questions like, you know, what am I going to do for 45 minutes? I'm going to starve to death before they arrive. I'm never going to order from this company again. And, you know, I could make this pizza in less time and save money. So these are the types of things that we might think if we are making even small issues into a crisis because we are impatient. So again, you can find this on the Power of Positivity website, and the name of the article is 12 Behaviors That Reveal Someone is an Impatient Person. So why then are we impatient? I think there are really three big reasons, and I'm not going to even discuss when we are impatient for a legitimate reason. So it could be that, you know, we have some kind of emergency, we're stuck in traffic, but we have to pick our son up from school at a certain time. Or when we have not had good time management on our own part and we are really, really rushing and we're impatient because we have to get all this stuff done because we didn't do our part to allow for time for, you know, any possible delays, things like that. So there are three, you know, pretty solid reasons that we may experience impatience. And the first one is that idea of instant gratification, like I was talking about earlier. So now we are just conditioned to expect instant gratification. We can get anything we want at any time. We can have any food we want. We can travel anywhere. We can just hop on a plane. We can be somewhere in 3 hours that used to take maybe 6 months to get there. We can download any music in about 2 seconds. We can have something or pretty much anything delivered from Amazon in a day or two. Think about how long it used to take to actually receive a letter or a package. It used to take an eternity. We were used to waiting. We were used to being patient. And now it's just a skill that we've really lost because in most cases, we have, you know, instant gratification as an option. And when it's an option, of course, we're going to choose to do things, you know, as quickly as we can. So I think that is the first reason and maybe even the biggest reason. The second reason that we might be impatient is our genetics. So being impatient can be a personality trait, you know, as part of a character, could be part of also our upbringing. We could be, you know, conditioned to be impatient. We could have had caregivers that were also impatient, that really modeled that behavior for us. We could, you know, be kind of neurotic or perfectionistic. So I think genetics can play a part. Now, that does not mean that it's not something that is fixable or something that we can work on. But I think it is true that some people are born more patient than other people, just a fact. And I think the third biggest reason is our culture. We have an incredibly impatient culture, and I am living in the United States. I know a lot of our listeners are from other areas, and it could be that you are from an area that is much more patient and relaxed by nature. But that is definitely not the case here in the United States. Now, I have done a lot of traveling in my life. I love to travel, and I have noticed that many cultures are just so much more relaxed about time as a concept than other places. So, for example, I really, really love Morocco. And in Morocco, it is just so interesting that people will really stop and talk to most people that they meet. You're going to talk to the people on the street. You're going to talk to the person at the cafe when you're getting coffee. You're going to talk to the person when you're buying vegetables. You're certainly going to be talking to, you know, friends and family, of course. But there is this attitude that people, especially people, are deserving of time, that it is valuable for you to take time with people and relationships. Now, we really don't see that to that degree here at all. So if we go up to the counter at a store, you know, if we're going to talk to someone, we're going to say, hi, how are you? Thank you. You know, we're not going to get into a conversation about them or ask them how their family is doing or anything like that. So we have, you know, very, very different boundaries and standards here. And it, you know, really affects, I think, how patient we are because we're used to things being rushed. We're used to things being fast, whereas other cultures are used to taking their time with things. Here we feel like there's just every reason to rush around. I'm not sure what we are all rushing to, our cell phones or Netflix, but we certainly feel our time is too valuable to quote unquote waste it interacting with other people or stopping to smell the roses. We want to just get from point A to B in the quickest, kind of driest way possible. And that's really the way of life that we have here in the United States and a lot of other Western nations. So I think it's something that's really ingrained in us for better or for worse. And you know, I get it. As much as patience really is a virtue, I really don't think I'm going to ever enjoy the feeling of wasting time. But as we're going to talk about in a few moments, even just changing our perspective on that can really help us suffer a lot less. There has just been a ton of research that I think dating back all the way to the 1980s that has really connected impatience with all kinds of negative consequences, from irritability, of course, to risk of heart problems, to the inability to handle stress and the inability to practice self-control. Further research has shown that impatience is also linked with higher depressive symptoms and negative emotions and even loneliness. So, you know, a lot of negative consequences come from being impatient. And on the flip side, being patient is linked to incredibly positive outcomes and exclusively positive outcomes like life satisfaction, self-esteem, self-control, and being able to pursue and accomplish goals because you're able to have the patience to stick with whatever it is, you know, that is necessary to accomplish goals. Patient people have better mental health. They have better physical health. They have better relationships with their friends and their neighbors, and they have just better focus. Another kind of obvious positive outcome is that it helps us to make good choices rather than make impulsive decisions. So if we are able to think through a situation, of course, we're going to come to better decisions. Patience helps us with empathy and kindness. You know, that's the revelation that I had when I was in line, that if I was empathetic towards that woman, it definitely helped me to feel more patient. But also being patient lends itself to empathy and kindness, and it brings us peace of mind. And what could be more precious than peace of mind? I think that's, you know, really what we're all looking for here on this earth, to reduce suffering and to have peace of mind. And I found this quote that I think sums it up perfectly, and that is, patience is a form of wisdom. It shows that we understand and we accept the fact that some things must unfold in their own time. And that quote is by Jon Kabat-Zinn. And I really feel that that, again, really sums it up, because we are not here to make judgments about how long things should take. Things take as long as they need to take. It doesn't mean that we want to waste time, or we, you know, we want to be doing things in a way that is not efficient. But we do have to accept that there are things that are beyond our control. We cannot control everything. So what can we do to become more patient? I really think, as always, it comes down to identifying when we are noticing the behavior. So noticing that when we are feeling impatient, identifying it, and then we want to think about what emotion that it is making us feel. So what is really at the heart of the response? What is making us get so agitated, get so heated? Is it because we are feeling that we are anxious because we're not going to get to our appointment on time? Are we feeling angry about it? Are we feeling sad? Are we feeling rejected? What is it? So we want to identify the fact that we are feeling impatience and then we want to kind of identify the emotion that is associated with it. That's going to help us better handle it. And then we want to kind of reframe how we're thinking about it. So in other words, we want to put ourselves in the other person's shoes. So again, going back to the line situation, thinking about that woman and how overwhelmed that she felt was really, really helpful to me. It helped me relax and be sympathetic, and it certainly calmed me down. Or, you know, thinking about maybe a coworker, maybe they're not, you know, pulling their weight. And you know, maybe if we think about the fact that we don't know what's going on in their life, maybe they have a lot on their plate, maybe they have unforeseen circumstances in their life, but we never really know why people are behaving how they are behaving. So that's something that we have to remember. We're not just in this world of robots that everyone can work perfectly and seamlessly all the time. There are going to be little hiccups because we're human beings. And so just like we would like other people to show us sympathy and empathy when we are going through difficult times and we're not able to do our best, we need to do the same for other people. We just need to realize that there's really no such thing as dead time or empty time. We can also do something during that time. We can do something when we are waiting if we know that we really don't do well when we feel like there is nothing to do, which again comes along with our culture. So, you know, usually now we stuff every moment of our life with something. The second that there is nothing entertaining going on, we whip out our phone, you know, we take our phones into the bathroom even a lot of times. So, you know, we are so impatient, but we can remember that we have the ability to fill all time in a way that is valuable to us. So even though we are getting slowed down in a situation, we can give ourselves something to do. We can do breath work. We could practice gratitude during that time. We could be mindful, practice mindfulness, notice the things around us. Or, for example, if you are someone that has to drive in a lot of traffic all the time, be ready for that. Have books on tape, audiobooks that you can listen to. Always there is something that you can do in times when there is a longer waiting period than anticipated. And we can even tell ourselves, I'm using this time to work on my patience, and realize that there is value in waiting and there is value in learning and practicing this virtue. Another thing that we can do is to stop doing things that really aren't that important to us. So we all have different things in our life that really kind of pull us away from the things that really do hold values. So one thing that we can do to reduce that need to rush around and do things very quickly is to eliminate the things in our life that are unnecessary and, you know, causing stress for us, so that we can slow down and, you know, be okay with time delays on the things that are important to us. But what happens is, for most of us, we are so cluttered mentally and our lives are just so stuffed with all this stuff that delays are really, really inconvenient to us because we have so many things that we're trying to do that we get angry when we can't actually do them because of things that are out of our control. But if we have less things that we have to do, if we cut out the things that aren't that important, all the fluff, we have a little more wiggle room for when these unforeseen things happen, because they are going to happen. There's no way that life is going to always run smoothly. Again, there's always going to be hiccups. And so we have to start removing the things in our life that aren't that important. They do nothing but really cause stress for us anyway. I know as a culture, we do like to stay busy, but we have to realize that the things that are just there to keep us busy are essentially just garbage. And another thing that, and maybe actually this is the biggest thing, is to think with the greater purpose in mind. So in other words, we want to think about the big picture here. Of course, there are things that are irritating that we have to put up with in the journey to things that really do hold value for us. But when we're able to kind of zoom out and really think about those long-term goals, and maybe it's not even the long-term goals, maybe it's just, you know, the end result of this situation. Maybe we are at, you know, in the line for the DMV and we're really getting frustrated. But if we just stop for a moment and think, well, you know, in a few minutes, I'm going to have my license renewed, and that is something that is important to me. So I'm going to choose to spend my time in a positive way to do something that is necessary for me. So just remembering that there is an outcome that we desire that will happen because of the waiting. Sometimes that can be helpful. But again, when we are thinking about those long-term goals and all the steps that are necessary, we can get impatient. And sometimes we are thinking that it's not worth it. It's not worth the inconvenience to do all these things because it does take so much time. But when we zoom out, we can remember how important that these things are and how good we're going to feel when we accomplish these goals, you know, whether it be a degree or something for our job or, you know, whatever it is. But there is something valuable that's going to come out of all the patience that we are giving it. So think with that greater purpose in your mind whenever you are feeling that frustration, and that's going to be very helpful as well. And I think we all just have to remember always that life is more meaningful in general when we take the time to really look around and appreciate what is happening and notice what's happening in our life. And sometimes when we are feeling so impatient, we're really trying to fast forward through our life and remember that all parts of the journey are important. There is nothing that is wasted. There's something that we can learn in every moment of our life. There's something productive that could be done. And if we take the time to really be mindful, be in the present moment, and remember that yes, frustrations are going to happen, but we have the power to perceive that in any way we want. We can make something a huge problem and make ourselves miserable, or we can just accept the fact that some things take the amount of time that they take. There is nothing about that that we can control. And the more we fight with life, the more unhappy we are going to be. We can learn to really flow with life. And if we're willing to offer that time, we're going to have things that are more valuable in our life because we've waited for them. We appreciate them more. And it's just something that I think we all need to work on because we are part of this culture that's really conditioning us to just rush through life and to get frustrated at every single inconvenience. But you know what? It's time to slow down and enjoy our life. And studies, research certainly shows that when we do this, we're actually much more productive. So just a little food for thought today. I truly hope that you found this interesting and helpful. And certainly was something that I needed to talk about today because it's a reminder that I definitely feel that I need in my own life. So thank you so much for writing in about this topic because it's something that I think we all kind of needed to hear today. Definitely continue to keep the questions coming. You can always reach me by email. My email is nina.lavon@gmail.com. You can reach me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @ninalavon, and I'm also on Instagram. And on Instagram, it's nina.lavon. So definitely reach out. If you choose to be anonymous, that is fine too. I never release a name without permission. So with that being said, I hope the rest of your day is absolutely extraordinary. I thank you so much for spending time with me today, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great day, guys.